Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. And it is me, Dr. Tanji. Thank you so very much for joining us today. The overwhelming support and love has been unbelievable. And I'm thinking to myself, right? And I'm saying self, as many people that have tuned in every Wednesday at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time to hear motivation, inspiration, uplifting messages, I said, I got to get here. So I began to pray. And then I called Jeannie. I said, Jeannie. She says, no worry, Dr. T. We got to make it happen. So thank you so very much, Jeannie.
Absolutely. The Dr. Tanji Show. I mean, just empowering, uplifting, and motivating. And that's what we do. Now, what's amazing about radio, you realize just how important a voice is. It's like, okay, this is what I do for a living. If you can't talk, what do you do?
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's amazing. Well, you still sound good. It's a sexy raspy.
Well, thank you.
You know, like I'm thinking I'm going to a jazz supper club.
Okay, very good.
So we'll leave it at that. And you always talk about empowering and yes. principles and, you know, where it's Thanksgiving yes. Eve yes. and just being thankful,
yes.
you know, for what we have, what we do, and just even for the changes and realizing that these journeys really yes. make us who we are,
yes,
you know,
yes.
through the good Absolutely. And the bad. And to me, I find that that's what makes us just so empowering,
yes.
you know, at the end of the day. And we have an amazing guest yes. today, oh. Holly Bachman from Mixed Roots Organization, yes. which is so multi-layered, so needed. And we're going to talk about at this time, I mean, family structure,
yes.
And whether it's biological, and when the biological, for whatever reason, can't bother, where those gifts, what that means.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times people think, okay, well, I don't have the support that I need, and I don't understand why I didn't ask to be here, so why is this happening to me, whether you're, you know, place another home, foster care system, but we're going to talk about all of that. And Holly, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Thank you.
So can you tell, we have, of course, so many listeners here in LA. We have a huge following on the East Coast between the DC and Atlanta markets and every place else in between. Can you talk about the organization and why you created it?
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. So my name is, as Jeannie mentioned, Holly Bachman. I also go by Holly Chunhung Bachman because Chunhung is actually my Korean birth name. I was actually adopted from South Korea when I was 3.5 years old and grew up in Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota.
Yeah. I actually call it Minnesota or Minnecolda right now.
Oh.
So I'm actually grateful to be here in California, sunny California. But with my adoptive family, again, growing up in Minnesota, a predominantly white community, I have two older brothers. They're biological to my adoptive parents and they're older than me. Very grateful, loved, with my family. But there was also, a challenge of, you know, being like the only child of color and student of color, Asian face and brown face in the community and my classes and my family. And so just really quickly with the kind of my journey is kind of where my life kind of changed was my mom is was an English early childhood special ed teacher, and her degree was English. And she's like, Holly, why don't you, write this essay for this essay contest through your adoption agency, which was Children's Home Society in Minnesota. And it was in partnership with South Korea's government and called the Motherland Tour. And so she helped me write it. It was in the essay contest. And this is when I was 16 years old. And basically the question I had to answer is, what would a trip to Korea mean in my life? And so I wrote about how just, you know, how it would have been challenging growing up, you know, being, you know, as I shared earlier, being the only brown kid in the community and being made fun of, you know, I would be, you know, that where how people would slant their eyes, you know, and then also, you know, being, you know, talked to, you know, like if I didn't know English and, you know, and I was even told in like, I think elementary school, like, you know, how long, you know, was I in the oven too long? And, you know, yeah, just a lot of just really crude, you know, uneducated, mm-hmm. you know, especially with the younger kids and stuff. But also I think growing up, just not being able to talk about race and the culture difference. So when I had this opportunity to go back to Korea and really discover my roots, when I, you know, got the call, it was actually October of 1995, and they said, you know, you've been selected out of 1,200 applicants nationwide. And
incredible.
45 got reviewed and 15 actually got to go. So that changed my life. It was not a trip, though, to, like, do any birth search or find family. It was really just to kind of rediscover your culture roots and visit the country, as they would say, the motherland. And but it changed my life, you know, because it allowed me to learn about my culture, my history, realize that I'm a woman of color, I'm Asian, and I'm not white. You know, growing up in a white family, and I always say that my culture is white, but my heritage is Korean. So,
wow, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. And then basically just, you know, over 20 years later, I actually had the opportunity to go back to Korea a second time, as an adult. And, that trip, I decided to kind of make the big leap to search for my birth family. So I worked with my adoption agency and also with the Korean agencies. And, prior to the trip though, I had to sit down my parents and said, Mom, Dad, I love you. Nothing is ever going to change, but I do need to make this trip and do this journey.
How did they feel?
So they were, you know, my mom cried for a moment, and, you know, but overall they were very supportive.
Nice.
And, you know, I think they understand that this is my journey. And so they had to, you know, respect that and embrace it. So, but the amazing thing that was really powerful for me was I went back to the orphanage that I grew up in for 3 years of my life, and I got to see baby pictures for the first time. So, and I also found out that my real birthday is actually August 15th and not August 10th.
So imagine that.
Yeah.
You got two real birthdays.
Exactly. I say I celebrate my Korean birthday, August 15th, and my U.S. birthday on August 10th. And then I just tell everybody I celebrate the whole month.
Lioness Leo's in the building.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, from that experience, it was crazy because I actually, when I got off the airplane, I text and called my mom. I said, Mom, Dad, you now have pictures of all your kids, baby pictures of all your kids.
Wow.
So, and I think kind of pulling it all together when I came back. And actually, I wanted to kind of go back quick with my first trip to Korea. I actually, when I came back and realized the whole diversity piece, that's actually when I started the Mixed Roots Cultural Diversity School Group. And so the Mixed Roots concept has been around for over 20 years. And really the fundamental roots is that we all have mixed roots.
We all right? mixed
you
roots.
Know, whether that's yes. biological, cultural, Absolutely. Racial, spiritual. And
yes.
and that school group, which started in Owatonna, Minnesota, and the movement was where we really rallied students, and we actually got Dr. Martin Luther King Day off as a school district, and then just exchanged diversity, wonderful. The culture, the food, and we had a lot of international foreign exchange students during that time, so we were able to include them, and it was just wonderful. So, so I believe that group might still be kind of going on. I've been, you know, itching to maybe reach out and because we're actually as a foundation, we're going to be celebrating. Well, it'll be our, it's in our, we're in our seventh year. But But, you know, I'm so forever loyal and just remembering where my roots come from. But going fast forward now, over 20 years later, having the opportunity to go back to Korea, that I was actually living in San Francisco at the time. And that's when we established the first and only global multicultural foundation for adoptees and their families, representative of the international domestic and foster care adoption.
And see, that's beautiful, Holly, because I'm thinking, you know, Dr. Tanji, but my thing is, as a child, with everything else that you're confronted with and trying to figure out and the challenges, what helped you? Of course, your parents, adoptive parents, obviously loved and cared for you. But what was it, what feeling was it when you were by yourself and needed to connect with who you were, you know, and not being able to connect with mom and dad or even any family members from your biological?
I really appreciate that question. I mean, faith is a very strong part of my life, and I feel like that my mission, and I've actually known my calling since like sixth grade, and it's been, and then it's been really bringing people together in whatever capacity and being that bridge, whether that's between school and business to race and culture to, you know, biological, adoptive, and, you know, family, community. And so why Mixed Roots even was originally created was creating a space where everyone belongs. Because for me personally, I've never felt, and even sometimes to this day, as an adult, I don't feel like I belong anywhere. And so I think, you know, whether I'm, you know, woman or I'm Asian or I'm adopted, you know, there's all these, you know, separate communities,
right.
And I have to kind of be part of all of them because I don't fit in just one of those communities. You know, even just being, you know, Korean adopted, there's a huge Korean, I was sharing earlier with Jeannie that from an international adoption perspective, Korea is the largest international adoption population in the world. Over 250,000 of us were exported to different countries, and Minnesota has the largest Korean adoption population, over 20,000 Korean adoptees. I joke, two for every lake. And just here in the United States, one in every 10 Korean Americans are adopted. So,
and then you completely blew my mind, Holly. How many children are in the foster care community waiting for a home of somebody to care? How many children are looking for an adoptive parent? How many did you tell me?
Well, from a foster care standpoint, so nationwide, there's about 500,000 kids in the system, foster care system across the country, and 163 million orphans around the world. Here in California, there's over like 120,000 kids in the system. 35,000 are in the foster care system, and about 12,000 to 13,000 could be adopted today. So it's a lot. It's LA, of course, is kind of the leader in many things, and unfortunately, the number of kids here. But you know, we actually have a strong partnership with the LA Department of County Children and Family Services, and they're one of our strategic partners, and they help us connect with our different community partners where we bring the kids together for different core initiative events. And go back to your question about kind of why Mixed Roots even exists today. I think when we established the actual foundation while I was in San Francisco, was really helping educate the community too that adoption is not a one transaction. One transaction. You know, adoption is a lifelong journey, and that there really needs to be a more education and a process of after you get adopted, and so that's where the foundation has this vision and mission of raising awareness and raising funds for more post-adoption resources.
Yeah.
And to really address the life cycle of the adoptee and the family.
Right.
And so through those kind of that vision mission, we have two core initiatives, which is mentoring and also DNA testing.
Okay.
And we partner with the 23andMe with our DNA testing project and then with the NBA with their mentoring initiative. So.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And I know you've been ready to do something really big with the Lakers.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. So mentoring, as you know, is a powerful way to provide role models, and particularly for adopted and foster youth. So we've been working with them. We'll be coming up on our fourth annual Mentor Night. It is a nationwide initiative through the My Brother's Keeper Initiative through the NBA, and then we've worked with the Lakers here in LA for the last 4 years to create celebrate Mentor Night. So through our different mentoring initiatives, it is a huge movement of really how do we can we match and get more adopted foster youth into mentoring relationships, and so we're going to be coming up on January 21st for our fourth annual Mentor Night, which is going to be a big game because it's also on Dr. Martin Luther King Day.
Absolutely.
And they'll be playing the Warriors. So
that's going to be massive. Yes, so like just really with the exciting. Icing on the cake with the, mentoring initiative going on. Wow. That's amazing. Now, I have to also give a shout out to Mark Wahlberg and everybody involved, the director of the movie Instant Family, because anybody who has not seen that movie yet, do yourself a favor this holiday weekend or whenever you can grab some time. It will warm your heart, make you, laugh, cry, but it really addresses heads on what it's like to go through the process and some of the stigmas that people have about fostering and adopting and, like you said, what the process is. And most importantly, Holly, I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, after the adoption happens, to me, that's when the process begins.
Exactly. The life begins.
Yeah, exactly. Because you go through so much emotion. I talk to a lot of, adoptee and foster moms here who adopt children, mm-hmm. Ethiopia, so many countries, like you mentioned. And it's amazing because they'll come to say, okay, I'm trying to learn more about how to twist their hair or how much should I be exposing them to their culture. Yeah. What are you asked about most in terms of if I do adopt a child outside of my own race? What do you find is the most common concern or question?
A lot of it, if it's transracial adoption, definitely the culture issue, how do you address that? And the birth family, issues that come about. Now that open adoption and foster care adoption is much more a prevalent option now. International adoption has declined significantly, but a lot of that's still also option two, or even closed adoptions. But as families know about the birth families, I do get that question of, well, what if the birth mother comes back and takes our, wants a child back? And,
absolutely.
And there has been actually, fortunately, and it's a form of trafficking, it's called rehoming. And there has been legislation to help stop that activity. But, for instance, there's been families that have adopted international, and could be domestically too, but they had problems with the kids and they just asked somebody else to take the kids and without no formal process. And there's been websites of how you rehome these. It's pretty terrible.
Yes. Very terrible.
But the education around, adoption is forever. And so I think, letting people know, and even with the foster care to adopt is, and that's what Instant Family, I think they did a pretty good job on educating in a light and comedy way, but also, as Jeannie mentioned, just there are some serious points of, the transracial issues and, but also just the behavioral issues of the rejection, abandonment, with the kids just the opportunity to just get a peek of, what that process is like. There's been some really good movies out there too, Lion, which was really good, that showed from the adoptee perspective, that Nicole Kidman was in. And that's one of the purposes and missions of Mixed Roots, is really sharing that experience from the adoptee perspective. And that's actually kind of a great segue, where we actually have been hosting for the last 7 years our Major League Baseball Adoptee Night events. And that really brings the whole community together, but also to educate that adoption is not about the process, it's about the person.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely. There you go. That brings. So Dr. Tanji, as soon as the laryngitis is gone, because her voice is like very powerful, we will be at all of those events, because I just think about how people come in and out of our lives. We were just talking about long term or for seasons, for whatever reason. But I think that with all the transition that's going on in the world right now and challenges, we are being called to be more accepting, like I said, of the person, and especially when you're talking about children, that's our next generation. They watch, they do, as much as people don't like to admit it, they emulate, they see how we respond to situations. And so I've had to put myself in check, what I do, how I do it, and just, you know, allowing God or the powers that be handle situations, as opposed to me coming off a certain way, and it'll all work itself out the way it's supposed to. And so I think that what Mixed Roots is doing, what all of us do for, you know, just like I said, extending ourselves, blending our own families, whether it's biological or not, it is truly the testimony in how you change the world and reshape it, and what your legacy really ends up being about.
Amen. Gee, I just have to say that that's exactly kind of my mission of Mixed Roots is, you know, at first I was like, okay, I want Mixed Roots Foundation to be owned by the community, in which it is, you know, it's a 501c3 and all of that. And but I realized in the last couple years that, you know what, this is my legacy that I'm leaving, and the difference, because, you know, you can get caught up in the hustle and trying to, you know, you see all these other maybe organizations or all these other big initiatives going on, and you know, social media can be a good thing, but it can also be like, you know what, I'm not going there, and you just stay the course and stay focused on the vision and mission. Absolutely. And I just realized, and I appreciate you saying that, you know, Mixed Roots Foundation is just my personal give back. I've been very blessed and grateful for what I've been given, and just that, you know, to date, we've partnered with over 180 businesses and community organizations. And we've also helped sponsored over 9,000 kids and families to these Major League Baseball games. We also have a Search Angels program through Spokio, and we've distributed about $10,500 in awards, grants. Search Angels are actually volunteers who help who help search and find birth families for adoptees and their families.
Beautiful, is that
so? So yeah. It's like, you know, when I feel like, you know, kind of a social entrepreneurial, like, yeah, it's not, like nothing's enough. But when you kind of take a look back and you're like, you know what, we did a little bit. We've made a difference. And then with our mentoring initiative, I mentor actually three youth, one in Minneapolis, San Francisco, and LA, and to just make that one difference in that one person's life, and just even like with the movie, you know, giving the opportunity for other people to see that the film, and just creating access. I think that's what Mentor Night even is about. It's all about inspiring and connecting, and that's really what mentoring is, really fundamentally. It's like, if you can make that difference and get someone connected, that changes their life or inspires them or motivates them, you know, for me, I believe, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that is absolutely fantastic. Dr. Tan, do you have any adoptive friends? You have adoptive friends?
I do. And I will definitely make certain that we connect.
Yes.
Because as you would, it's getting worse.
I know.
But okay. As she was speaking, I'm thinking, man, how can I get a part of this? Mm-hmm. That is absolutely wonderful what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Tanji.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the thing, is that we're an organization that anyone and everyone can be part of. We're a philanthropic organization, so we're not a direct service, but we have community partners, and we're really wanting to be kind of like that next Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, yes, but for adoption, mm-hmm, foster care.
Wow.
We've actually kind of becoming kind of the chamber for like adoption foster care too, because we really want to be that connector and also and then financially be that resource for even supporting other organizations, and individuals and their families. So that's my overall vision. So for anybody that wants, I always say, if anybody wants to come on the ride, join us. And, you know, everyone belongs.
Absolutely.
Everyone belongs. I like that. That's a power hashtag. Yeah. Everyone belongs.
Yeah.
Imagine a world like that. Where do you think we would be?
Oh, my God. That is an example. And on this show, I normally talk about kingdom principles, right? You've done it. Absolutely. That is what the kingdom mm-hmm. of God looks like. Mm-hmm. Because you mm-hmm. love mm-hmm. and you're compassionate mm-hmm. and then you give mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and you're very responsible, because that is what love is. Mm-hmm. It's responsibility. Mm-hmm. And it's more than just saying, I love you. Right. You do it indeed.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Thank you.
I wish I...
Yeah. You're doing a great job, Dr. Tanji. Yeah. Trust me, because I used to have to, when my voice would go, program director would come here like, Jeannie, where were you hanging out last night? What athletic, you know, what athlete was there? Was it LeBron? What was it? Right. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no, this is just, it's okay. You know, like, look, get it together.
I think it was on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to segue into Monday night. If anybody watched the game on Monday,
historical night with
this
the Rams. Yes. But that game, you should sound like that. Yeah. So,
but I kid you not, it was my very first NFL game.
It all makes sense.
All right. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, and I'm very grateful. And I'm looking around at people saying, man, don't you guys know? This is a privilege to be here. It's not a right, yeah. You know? And all throughout the game, mm-hmm. you kept seeing the banner saying, thank you to the firemen.
Yes,
first responders, yes.
Absolutely. We've suffered so many tragedies, mm-hmm. and we all have. Mm-hmm. But to be in the thick of it, it's just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. To see the resilience mm-hmm. of people coming together mm-hmm. and they're transcending color mm-hmm. and religious mm-hmm. ideologies
yes.
and socioeconomics mm-hmm. and saying, you know what, mm-hmm. let's make this happen. Mm-hmm. It warms my heart mm-hmm. to know that you've started something out of mm-hmm. your purpose. Mm-hmm. You're in purpose. Mm-hmm. And that is so beautiful mm-hmm. because to become what you've become, that's your work. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'll never work another day
right.
in your life.
Yeah.
You'll always become.
Yeah.
How about that? How about that?
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Again, if you want to interact, always at Dr. Tanji. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Somebody is already motivated. Danita in North Hollywood is hearing you, Holly. And Dr. Tanji told me that she loves your show. Just caught on to it last week.
Oh,
and
wow,
she is spreading
you.
The word. And she says she's in a biracial relationship that her husband of 1 year is Asian and she's African American. What a coincidence. Hello. And of course, she said when we started dating, everybody, even our own families, she says, stared at us with mm-hmm. funny looks, but you know, we would always kiss each other for a long time on the lips to give them extra to look at.
That's great.
I love it. We're now considering adopting children and glad, you know, you put this information out, because I'll usually put out questions pertaining to our guests and mixed roots prior to the show. And she said, even multicultural children, yay. Adopting multicultural children. She wanted to know, and Holly, is there a blog or an outreach to help us through the adoption process? And most importantly, what we keep talking about, after we adopt a support system, because she knows they would need it.
Absolutely. So we have all the partners we end with for specifically our mentoring initiative is 5 Acres. So
okay.
And then quite a few other our other community partners, Vista Del Mar, Children's Bureau, all of them are really being aggressive in developing and providing post-adoption resources. So we are trying to get our mixed roots meetups going. So we have
that
one.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
That's what I've been thinking in my mind. I was like, a mixed root kitty lounge, you know,
yeah.
got the whole Leo line. Look, I was already there. I was like, why don't we, how hot is that?
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say, I'm really amazed how God has given me the brand of Mixed Roots, because it just transcends so many different things, and it's a powerful brand. And so, but we are on Meetup, a Mixed Roots Meetup in LA, San Francisco, and Minneapolis. And actually, I forgot to share the kind of exciting news that we're going to be expanding to the New York Yankees next year. So for anybody on the East Coast.
That is powerful to my East Coast fam. Wow, that's going to be exciting. Oh my gosh.
But the Meetup can be another space, and would love me if you're interested, the individual that called in.
All right, Danita, look, y'all come over to the Mixed Roots Meetup. I like that.
Yeah,
I'll be hosting one of those with Holly. That I'm liking. And let me ask you, what when you have these Mixed Roots Meetups, what do people find, I guess, mostly that they have in common? What is the coolest part about these networking sessions?
Well, I think the cross-racial and multicultural gatherings. And then also what I've found is we've had actually a lot of single women with children involved. And so from a different family structure standpoint, that people want, you know, really looking kind of like a mixed roots family. And then also just anybody that wants to really give back, fundraise. We do have an ambassadors program where they kind of go on behalf of the foundation and help raise money, and but also just share their own story. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing about the mixed roots journey, is that we all have mixed roots. We all have those journeys and stories that can inspire and motivate others. And so the more people that we can get involved in, you know, kind of the mixed roots movement, and, you know,
absolutely.
And we can really bring unity. That the fundamentals of mixed roots is about your identity and then the diversity, but most importantly, unity.
That's good.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm motivated. I just want to like pop out from here and just drop down into a mix. You know me, a mixed roots mixer. Like, I'm like,
we are going to host one and in Pasadena. So hopefully that won't be too far.
Is that December 8th?
Yep. We're looking at December 8th.
Oh, wow.
At Barcelona. And so we're looking at 3 to 5:30. So it'll be a nice middle time of afternoon in case you have other events or to go to. And but we would like to try to, you know, get these other mixed roots meetups and events going so that we can not only raise some money, but also, you know, get more people involved and connect and volunteer.
And then this movement is so powerful that you've even are starting to, in between merchandise and product placement.
Yes. Very short story. But we have our own mixed roots chips. So they're actually vegetable
roots.
You
don't like that, Dr. Tanji.
I brought a couple samples.
Chips. Yes.
And they're
healthy snack.
They're healthy. They're vegan, no trans fat, gluten free. And so we're working. You can actually buy them right now at Jones on 3rd and JW Marriott downtown LA, Hilton Universal. We're also working on getting them into distribution with Costco, Target. But anybody that wants some healthy chips, you can just buy them straight out too. You can go to our website at mixedrootsfoundation.org. And the company Jans that we're partnered with, they donate 30 cents per bag back to the cause. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, so it's fun. Yeah.
I kid you not. I've got to say this one here. For the last few weeks, we've had principles of being fruitful, multiplying, replenish, subdue, and then have dominion. Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, everything you've said just goes in line with being fruitful. Mm-hmm. Because once upon a time, I thought that fruitful meant having babies. Mm-hmm. But when you become kingdom-minded and become a citizen of the kingdom, you quickly learn the fruitfulness is bring your product to market.
Yes.
The seed. Yes. He never asks you for anything that he doesn't give you seed for.
That's right.
So for you to do what you're doing, this, and Jeannie, I've got to thank you so very much for this wonderful woman and everyone that you've allowed to say, hey, come and tell your story, that how did I get here moment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it all goes. I could not have prayed for a better person, really, to say, you know what? I see the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, so thank you. And I can't thank you enough. Honestly, I cannot.
Oh, you're so sweet, Dr. Tan.
Because thank you very much for saying that. But you're making a difference right where you are. Mm-hmm. And it came out of chaos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The chaos was, who am I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I've got wonderful adoptive parents. Mm-hmm. But there's a detachment
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your detachment yep. in the natural.
Yes.
But that detachment in the spirit,
right.
it's just mind-boggling.
Yes.
Because that's how you're able to do, to become a person of influence.
Mm-hmm.
The affluence will come.
Mm-hmm.
It's the law.
Mm-hmm.
The influence. Do you know how difficult it is to get the ears of a JW Marriott
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or a Lakers
mm-hmm.
or a Yankees?
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm.
seriously.
Yeah, it's all by the grace of God.
Oh.
I mean, when you talk about the opportunities, they've literally, like, even with the mixed roots chips, it's like
mm-hmm.
they were
mm-hmm.
hand-delivered to us. So I'm like, I told my board, I'm like, we have a responsibility to make this thing happen. So,
right.
So we're working on getting them into school districts and, you know, even corporations, businesses, they can just buy them as alternative healthy snacks. And, you know, maybe we can get these kids to sell the chips instead of the candy bars. And,
absolutely.
Because we do have a community partnership program where an organization can actually get 20 cents per bag back to through their sales and distribution. So, we're definitely finding ways of how anybody and everyone can be involved. And
wonderful.
But thank you so much, Dr.
Absolutely.
Tanji, because I'm inspired just being here in this room, because you guys are, you know, radio and just being that voice. In fact, this might be something we may need to look into, but we've been wanting to launch different campaigns, but, you know, voices of adoption and, you know, and we can kind of feature different voices of stories. And
it's very impactful.
Yeah,
trust.
Absolutely.
If you can believe it, 6 in 10 people in whatever room or stadium or wherever, and this is kind of how I got the attention of the Major League Baseball, is that 6 in 10 of those people have some connection to adoption. And that's over 100 million people.
That's a lot of people.
And so when you talk about all those different experiences,
right.
it's like, you know, we could, you know, our cause transcends every other
Absolutely.
Cause. And so, but we all also have unique experiences and unique needs. And,
yes.
and if we can come together and make that difference together, I mean, it could be pretty amazing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. From grassroots to mixed roots. Because it's literally been grassroots.
You're a marketing machine like me. You just keep coming up with hashtags and movements. So, Holly, it's just, we'll have 100 movements. It's like, we have to work them all, so hold on. And because they're all potent and powerful.
So
powerful. Like, wait.
But
oh,
it's so wonderful.
It is at the same time.
It's love.
It is.
This is what love looks like. I said it once, I'll say it until the day I have to give up this body. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you've come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I keep running into people that say, segueing it until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we were to be thankful every day?
Mm-hmm.
What if we were really to be thankful for that person that said, you're number one.
Mm-hmm.
When they give me the middle finger, I'm like, yes, thank you. I'm number
That's
one.
That's what I do. I wink at you anyway.
Yeah.
Like you said, people stare at you. We kiss. We're going to give you more to look at. I was like, yeah, my kind of people. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all love
yes.
and joy and peace.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I mean that
mm-hmm.
because no one will really know how many nights you said, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Or the budget needed to be mad. And you're like, I don't have a budget. What
right.
do you mean budget? Or you're sacrificing, taking money out of your pocket,
mm-hmm.
out of your coffers, and saying, I believe in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you this before we wrap up.
Yeah, because you got a how do we get
yeah,
here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yep,
no,
tell Holly about that. Like, what's that all about?
Again, tell the wonderful people that spend their time listening, and time is the most valuable commodity we have.
Mm-hmm.
We can make more money, but we can't make time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do this? How do they get in touch with you to become a part of what you're doing? And maybe you can maybe give out
mm-hmm.
whatever information you want to give out. I know you've given it out, But a lot of times on the East Coast,
yes,
we tend to kind of be a little lackadaisical. That's me, guys. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. Again, would you tell them how to reach you?
Absolutely. So you can reach out, visit mixedrootsfoundation.org. You can even do mixedroots.org, and that will redirect to the website. We're also on all social media platforms at Mixed Roots, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And then my contact information is on there on the website as well. I'm also on LinkedIn, so you feel free to LinkedIn with me. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Holly. Thank you, thank you.
And then Holly, Dr. Tanji has an amazing segment called How Did I Get Here? And it's something we can all understand, great relate segue to at any point in life, whether it's the high or the low. And this you will be able to relate to, both of you, and chime in. Dear Dr. Tanji, I'm Kevin in ATL. What's up, Atlanta? And I'm adopted.
Yay. So, we did an adoptee night with Atlanta Braves.
Really?
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
See, Kevin, we were already connected and didn't know. Well, he says that I've often considered suicide because I tried to connect with my birth parents and they didn't respond. Mm-hmm. You talked about that, Holly. And my adoptive parent was abusive, so I know I want to live, but I feel defeated in life. How did I get here and how do I get out of this feeling?
Wow.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I just want to just encourage you that there's a whole community out there and that you can connect with us. And
because you have not connected with your birth parents yet after searching.
Exactly. I've not. Mm. I went there, did visit where I actually was born and, you know, heard the story that my birth mother gave me up after a month and left me at the orphanage and baby's home and never came back. And so, but I've been at those dark moments of wondering, you know, why I'm here or, you know, what the future is. And but I just, you know, that's what Mixed Roots is all about, is that you're not alone, and that there's actually over 10 million of us here in the United States that are adopted.
Wow.
So,
wow.
So I would love to encourage you. We're national and global. So, you know, we reach out to anybody, that, you know, needs our support. And, but the biggest thing is feel free to connect with us and me, and we can create a mixed roots movement in Atlanta and get that going.
Be down there. Look, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right on Peachtree.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can
nice.
I say something?
Absolutely.
Kevin, Kevin, first and foremost, thank you so very much for calling in or for connecting with us. And thank you for being transparent. The suicide is nothing to sneeze at,
not
cough
at,
at, or take lightly.
That's more common than
you better believe
ever.
Oh my God!
Than now, mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I want you to know that for the list for us, it's prayer.
Yeah,
it is a remarkable tool because it's not your one-sided conversation that you think it is. It's your gratification of who he is, if he is in your life. It's your being open, honest, and sincere, and just letting him know, because he already knows where you are, but you need to hear where you are. I need you to know that you matter. Oh my God, you have no earthly idea how you matter. Your assignment is so big. I want you to look at it like this. Your assignment in this earth realm is so massive, and the nations that you're going to connect with are, it's mind-boggling. Kevin, you matter.
You do.
There are so many people waiting on you. I love you so very much. I may never meet you, but I love you, and I know what love is. I am grateful. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And if you need to scream and cry and tie a knot in that thing called faith, get with the community of people that can cheer you on, like Mixed Group. Seriously, don't be by yourself. That's exactly what the enemy would like for you to do.
Right.
And the enemy could be the in me, the enemy in you.
Wouldn't even be here,
absolutely.
Kevin. Absolutely. Yep.
I love you so very much. I want you to be encouraged, and I'll definitely follow up with you.
Thank you, Kevin in Atlanta. We love you. We appreciate you. And you do have purpose, just the fact that you're here. And again, your mixed roots is just that simple. I mean, your existence is powerful. And we just know we're here. Absolutely. We're here. And you can always interact with Dr. Tanji at Dr. Tanji Show here each and every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, and always, always interactive on social media. Our amazing, amazing guest, Holly Bachman, Mixed Roots Organization Foundation, Outreach the Mixers, and I could just go on and on and on with everything we're about to do. I'm excited about, you know, our new partnership and things that we're going to do, and it's just, it's a great time, and we're winning, yes, and we're winning.
We're winning.
Yep, we're
absolutely
winning.
So as you get ready to eat your turkey and your dressing,
everything but your romaine lettuce.
Yes, exactly.
Don't eat that.
Absolutely.
Don't pick it up. Clean it out of the fridge.
Absolutely.
Disinfect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Don't even look at it as a waste. Please don't throw it out. I want you to be mindful that there are so many people that are less fortunate than we are. As you're sitting around the table, do not take part in small minds. And when I say small minds, small conversations, if it doesn't matter 5 minutes from now, I swear to you, it won't matter. It really won't. Enjoy the people that you're with. For those who have lost loved ones, my heart goes out to you. Please know that we don't know the answers to everything. And we have to be okay with, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, it was time, or God knows. I don't know. He does. I pray that you will find the resolve to stand, find the courage to say, you know what, I'm going to get up today. And if you're by yourself, try to hang out with maybe that person that you said you didn't like. You know what? Love them anyway. You'd be surprised. Absolutely. I love you so very much. I'm so grateful that you tuned in. Thank you. I apologize if you're straining to hear me.
Your laryngitis is popping through, though, Dr. Tanji. It's powerful. That voice is coming through.
That's right.
It's like, oh, I got to give her a little something, something.
Yeah. I would not. I'm serious. The only way I was going to not be here is that I wasn't here.
Traffic.
Absolutely. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Jeannie, thank you again for a wonderful woman.
Absolutely.
I'm in love. Thank you for
And then
movement.
Next week is going to be uber powerful,
oh,
too.
My God.
So, yeah, but double whammy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you again for tuning in. Goodbye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji.